Hi, I'm Michael Barnett, a senior physicist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. Thank you for this opportunity to tell you about our work. I lead the Particle Data Group, which is an international collaboration of 170 particle physicists from 20 countries. Our job is to make sense of a morass of data from perhaps 100 experiments. In a two-year period, this amounts to about 3,000 measurements from 700 published papers, which get added to much larger numbers from previous years. We publish this paper every 2 years. And this paper, although it's actually more of a volume, is something that is called the Review of Particle Physics. Although I was asked to introduce my co-authors, I guess you would prefer that I not read 170 names, so I won't. But I can't even really read to you the universities and labs that these people work at because there's more than 100 of them. In addition to our authors, we work with about 700 physicists who do a variety of different tasks for us, from reviewing things to writing little smaller parts. So our team, the Particle Data Group, began this work a little over 50 years ago with just a handful of people, and it stayed of that small group for about 25 years. But then as the field of particle physics expanded and the amount of data skyrocketed, we felt compelled to add more and more people to our team. Originally, the Review of Particle Physics was a small paper that summarized the data for a handful of elementary particles by producing tables that listed the best values for the masses and other parameters. Now it is so long, more than 1,300 pages, that we have produced a condensed booklet version of it, and even that is 300 pages long. We've gone far beyond the tables, and we write more than 100 reviews of key subjects, ranging from theoretical topics to experimental methods to probability and statistics. This paper covers a wide range of topics, including issues related to antimatter, and experimental searches for the Higgs boson, for extra dimensions of space, and for dark matter. It covers our determinations of the best values of the masses, as it did originally, and for the other properties of the particles, but there are far more particles now than there were 50 years ago when we started. Far, far more. We have also made a large expansion into the area of cosmology, with a real summary of what is happening in that field, which is very closely related to particle physics. The outcome is a product that shows a really dynamic field with many results but many puzzles yet to solve. These are critical issues in physics that will truly shape our understanding of the universe. This paper is so highly cited because it gives researchers and also students the tools to understand these fundamental issues and a real understanding of the status of this exciting field. Since we publish every 2 years, these citations accumulate, and we now have over 30,000 citations. In addition, our Particle Data Group website, PDG, that's Particle Data Group, so pdg.lbl.gov, had over 10 million hits last year. We give out copies of our products, the book and the booklet, to researchers and students for free, and over 30,000 people request them every year. Clearly, this is an ongoing project. With the Large Hadron Collider preparing to take data at the end of this year, we're expecting much more data and hopefully some groundbreaking discoveries. So I imagine that's going to lead to even more data for us to have to write up and to summarize, and even more citations of the Review of Particle Physics in the future. So stay tuned. Thank you.